Now, that was written before we had the Troubles, when for a moment there was this kind of strange early 1960s, when there was this strange expectation that everything was, as they say, going to be all right, just before the cloudburst, of course. But in a funny sort of way, we seem to have come round to this again.
Hopefully not.
What?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not, in the sense of.
That it would all start up again.
That's not what I'm saying.
No.
That it's over, you know.
Burst or
no. Sorry. I should explain that it's hard to hear when you're sitting back here. It's hard to hear what's being said up here. Is that all right?
I said.
You did. Sorry. Perhaps I didn't make my meaning clear. What I meant was that we seem now to be reliving the optimistic moment that we seem to be living in the early 1960s. I'm talking about local politics, of course. I feel I've said the wrong thing somehow. Anyway, all right. So that's County Antrim out of the way. We'll get around to County Down shortly. But we've more Antrim to do. We've more County Antrim to do. This one's called the Chinese Restaurant in Portrush. I had a job at the New University in Coleraine one time, and that's when it dates from. Before the first visitor comes the spring, softening the sharp air of the coast in time for the first seasonal invasion. Today the place is as it might have been, gentle and almost hospitable. A girl strides past the Northern Counties Hotel, light-footed, swinging a book bag, and the doors that were shut all winter against the north wind and the sea mist lie open to the street, where one by one the gulls go window shopping and an old wolfhound dozes in the sun. While I sit with my paper and prawn chow mein under a framed photograph of Hong Kong, the proprietor of the Chinese restaurant stands at the door as if the world were young, watching the first yacht hoist a sail, an ideogram on sea cloud, and the light of heaven upon the hills of Donegal, and whistles a little tune, dreaming of home.